Good afternoon, colleagues. Given that we have a quorum and that everybody is busy, maybe we get started with our meeting. I'd like to welcome everybody to the 29th meeting of the HEC. I'd like to particularly welcome Mrs. Carrie Lam, Secretary for Development. She would attend item one and give members a short briefing on the 2009-10 policy address.
Hello, 这个都是一个周年的行为了。我每一年在特首的施政报告之后呢，都会是去亲自向有关的委员会简介在施政报告里面跟发展局有关的工作。所以对于共建维港委员会来讲呢，今次是我第三次出席去做这个工作。今年在施政报告里面呢，有三个主要的范畴。亦都我認為三個範疇其實都跟 HEC 呢有一定的關係。第一當然是美化維港，第二是保育中環，第三呢就是善用工廠大廈這個資源的。或者我由簡單的講起，可能委員會未必察覺得到為什麼善用香港的工廈呢跟委員會的工作有關。但其實如果打開維港兩岸的地圖看呢，就比較清楚看得到其實有幾個Vincent 在他那個 task group 裡面提出的行動區 action area 呢，是幾多工業大廈在這裡的，在油塘和觀塘一帶呢，其實他們沿海濱的呢全部都是工業大廈，實際上在觀塘那條叫海濱道就全部都是工業大廈來的。咁所以透過今次嘅措施，如果可以活化到香港嘅工業大廈呢，其實就係為我哋嘅維港工作呢打開咗一個好好嘅契機。呢個係有兩方面。第一，今日如果啲工廈係半生不死咁呢，對於嗰個區嘅活化呢有好大嘅影響。即使係我哋擺咗個好嘅海濱長廊，其實觀塘就係體現咗呢樣嘢啦。我哋呢個200米經過共建委員會努力做的海濱長廊，在今年年底呢就會落成啟用。但是如果它周邊都是一些現在沒有用緊或者用得不好的工業大廈呢，單單透過這條海濱長廊而可以達至到一個即是有活力啊，同埋市民喜歡享用的海濱的地點呢，都是非常之有限。第二方面呢，就是今次活化工廈裏面，我們那個力度是擺得很重在改裝不是重建那裡。那我們是鼓勵那些工廈業主呢可以受到這個新的政策的幫助呢，可以促成更加多的全面改裝的工廈。那這個就可以減少了我們的擔心。我們擔心呢，就如果沿海的海濱的地呢重建的過程都是很多高樓大廈呢，這個也都不是跟我們的 Harbourfront Planning Principles 呢是完全吻合的。這個在觀塘區又是很明顯的，因為觀塘區已經改變了，透過重建改變了一些工廈呢是很高的，不過現在他們是比較接近在即內陸一些因為那些是近地鐵站，你可以想像我們本來都有個 PowerPoint 看到的 Visuals， 如果連海濱的觀塘工廈都變成好像比較內陸的觀塘工廈那種的重建規模呢，其實在要達至我們維港那個願景那裡就有一定的困難。所以即係呢個活化工廈嘅工作呢，我覺得對於共建維港委員會嚟講呢都應該係一個即係好嘅消息啊，透過釋放啲工業大廈呢，亦都從而為美化維港嗰度或者係強化呢個可暢達性嗰度呢係提供一個新嘅契機。當然在維港美化的工作呢，今年不是第一年行政長官呢是有提出這個的看法，這個已經是第二年的了。所以在今次美化維港施政報告裡面呢，一方面是交代過去一年的工作，包括是成立了 Alice 而家負責嘅 Harbor Unit， 亦都係包括我哋已經收到共建維港委員會Vincent 嗰個 Task Group 提議呢22個行動區裏面嘅長中短期嘅美化同埋加強維港嗰個vibrancy 嗰啲建議。行政長官亦都係講得好清楚咧，我哋發展局係會努力咁去統籌相關嘅政策局同埋部門咧，係逐步去落實呢啲嘅一系列嗰個建議。咁但係咧，我都希望委員會諒解咧，呢個工作係冇得急就章，所以我哋係採取咗一個字咧，都係逐步gradually because there's no quick fix 呢個咁大嘅工作。特別喺呢一段咁簡單嘅說話裏面咧，行政長官咧係當然係按我嘅建議啦，亦都係充分肯定咗再次肯定咗呢個委員會嘅工作。所以裏面亦都係有再次提到共建維港委員會啦，又亦都係肯定咗另一個好重要喺海濱工作裏面嘅團體，就係呢個商界嘅海濱論壇 Harbor Business Forum。咁我嘅 feedback 咧 ，Harbor Business Forum 嘅主席啊成員咧，對呢樣嘢都係好欣慰嘅嚇。經我多年嘅努力，做咗好多 studies 咧，特區政府係認同，亦都會慢慢咧去落實執行呢一啲嘅建議。咁我當然作為發展局局長主理維港美化工作咧，希望下一年度嘅施政報告咧，能夠再接再厲喺美化維港嗰度咧，有一啲可以同市民去公佈啦，或者係去匯報。咁今年我哋係趕唔切去講嗰個 management model 啦，因為如果大家記得係8月17號嘅時候，其中有理由要延長呢個委員會6個月咧，就係俾咁多時間去完成呢個工作。咁所以亦都係趕唔切咧，喺施政報告裏面透過 CE 嘅說法咧，去講講究竟未來嗰個體制上啊，或者係個管理上咧，有啲咩嘅新嘅做法。跟住我想重點講一講喺保育中環。我深信在座每一位對於保育中環都會有唔同嘅即係睇法，但大體上施政報告公布咗呢個月以嚟咧，呢、這個意見同睇法都係好正面嘅。當然有啲人會關注我哋落實執行嘅時候係咪做得到，或者會喺嗰啲細節上係點樣可以更加保證到公眾享用啊咁樣。但大體上咧係相當正面同埋積極嘅，我哋都深受鼓舞。特別喺保育中環裏面嘅海濱嘅項目咧，其實就係佢唔係完全係一個文物保育，但係仍然都係我哋認為係一個保育嘅項目，就係、是、呢、這個即係休憩空間啊，或者係海濱用地嘅保育嘅工作。咁就係關於喺上一次會就住Greg提出嚟嗰個 task group 嘅 recommendation， 其中一個 unbridged view 嚇、，Greg 當日我咧就我都睇翻我上次嗰番説話咧，就有兩個意見，我當時唔能夠完全接納嘅，一個就係皇后碼頭嘅重置，而亦都講得好清楚咧，皇后碼頭嘅重置咧，我哋都係按住大多數嘅公眾意見咧放翻喺海邊，而第二個咧就關於1號用2號用地。委員會一致的意見呢，希望是減低那個發展的密度和高度，亦都是很務實地提出呢，將那些減少了的商業樓面面積呢是轉去5號用地，令到我們的中環這個心臟地帶可以慢慢向東移，和灣仔北形成一體。當時我就說我會很認真考慮這個的建議，而能夠俾我有呢個空間認真考慮呢，亦都係因為個建議嘅內容係務實嘅，係平衡嘅，唔係一個比較即係冇建設性嘅建議，就總之你唔好起嘢咁嚇，而係一個好務實、好平衡嘅。咁所以呢個係俾咗我一個空間呢，可以喺政府內部呢作呢個深入嘅討論，從而出咗今日經過行政長官公布嘅建議，就係話我哋全盤接受在共建維港委員會這個專責小組那個報告，將1號2號的用地呢是大幅的發展密度高度大幅降低，甚至是不會用一個出售商業用地的模式呢來發展這一片的臨海的用地，然後呢就將減少了那個樓面面積呢轉到去5號的用地。 咁啊，所以我希望今日我哋嘅汇报咧系得到各位委员嗰个支持。咁但系我哋呢、這个意见消息公布咗之后咧，我哋都又听到另外一啲嘅意见。咁所以今日主席容许我咧，我就就住嗰度咧做一个澄清。有团体认为一号二号减低密度唔起系欢迎嘅，但系五号用地转翻嚟到做商业发展咧就有意见。我想第一要指出咧，五号用地从来都系一个会发展嘅用地，佢唔系一个 open space 嚟嘅，有人以为系起嘢同唔起嘢嘅分别，而家唔系起嘢同唔起嘢嘅分别。五号用地无论喺嗰张规划，喺分区计划大纲图，或者喺呢个新海滨设计嘅几期嘅咨询里面咧，都系一个可发展嘅用地。不过发展嘅用途咧就系 GIC， 简单嚟讲咧就系政府机构同埋社团用地。佢一樣係可以起高樓，或者我起座高嘅政府大樓喺度亦都得，甚至喺 GIC 嘅所謂 Column One 咧，仲有好多嘅用途都得嘅，買咗佢做一個私家醫院都得嘅，係一個 GIC 容許嗰個用途。而樓面嘅面積咧，同我哋今日講去補償翻一二號用地損失一模一樣嘅，又係58000平方米，而個高度咧80嘅 MPD 咧，亦都係一模一樣。咁所以我首先喺呢度澄清咧，我哋討論緊嘅一號、二號用地嘅轉移去五號用地咧，唔係一個將五號用地由唔起樓變到起樓嘅課題，係一個話嗰度嘅樓面面積愛嚟做乜嘢用嘅問題。咁而呢個愛嚟做乜嘢用嘅問題咧，就唔少嘅團體，包括 Hong Kong IP、Designing Hong Kong 同埋在座嘅委員咧，其實係發表咗好多意見。如果大家需要咧 ，Alice 可以整理翻嗰啲意見俾大家分享。而嗰啲意見係非常之中肯嘅，就好似我哋而家考慮一樣啦，就認為既然你個 CBD 隨住 TAMA 嘅落成，係都係已經向東移緊，呢個係一個幾理性嘅做法。我希望 Kim 都會繼續係有呢個睇法啦。而另外，如果用係 GIC 咧，我記得阿 Paul Simonman 都講過，就可能冇咁多生命力喎，因為你哋禮拜五、禮拜六個放假，禮拜日放假。就水盡河飛嘅，但如果是另外的用途咧，佢可能喺個 vibrancy 嗰度咧，亦都係更加優勝嚇。咁所以我哋而家討論緊咧，係一個究竟佢用做咩嘢用途嘅問題，而唔係佢需唔需要發展嗰個問題。第二樣嘢咧就係個 traffic， 究竟亦都唔係討論緊一個五號用地會增加咗交通流量，從而產生咗新嘅運輸問題嘅問題喎。因為在當年，現在講回2005年，我們就著整個中環新海濱的 area 已經做了交通運輸的評估，而當時那個評估的底線，那個 baseline 呢，那個樓面面積包括 TAMA， 包括立法會大樓，包括紅十字會，我知道有些朋友對於紅十字會有些全部包括了，是講緊859000平方米，是以這個基線來到評估的交通流量，得出來的結果呢是得的，是 OK 的。今日我們所有這些建議組合曬，同埋政府大樓現在已經起緊啦，所以都是確實的 GFA 呢，是講緊427000，即是一半。咁所以即係如果800多萬的樓面面積引申出來的交通流量是可以應付，我真係睇唔到點解400多萬咧係唔可以應付得到，係應付即係好有餘嘅。咁所以即係呢個轉移咧，亦都唔會帶嚟一啲有啲團體認為引致交通擠塞，有一大串嘅嗰、那個即係嘅理據。第三咧就係、其實公眾有冇損失咗咧？如果我哋以一個比較全面啲嘅睇法，西一同埋二咧係有一個由完全全部嘅商業用途係變咗大體上係 GIC 嘅用途。雖然你話第日會唔會有鋪頭、有餐廳，會唔會有？因為呢個亦都係按大家一向俾我哋意見咧，就是、一個活力啊，有活力啊，有生氣咧，都會有呢啲即係 waterfront related 嘅 commercial uses。但大體上個定位咧都係俾公眾嚟到享用嘅。咁所以而家只係話將本來喺 site C 嘅58000平方米咧，就係轉咗做 commercial， 而係釋放咗出嚟喺 site 1 and 2唔做 commercial 咧，係遠遠大過58000平方米。咁所以條數我又以為好易計得通咧，都係 即係個 GIC 個正公眾嗰方面咧，一定係透過呢一個咧嚟到去賺嘅。咁第四個原因，我哋都講咗好多次啦，呢度即係重複咧。畢竟呢個係中環，畢竟呢個係我哋嘅中即係最商業嘅樞紐，我哋唔能夠完全抹殺咗咧香港對於各式各類土地嗰個訴求，包括呢啲甲級寫字樓嗰個訴求。另外我哋睇得到五號用地一個好處咧，就係 connectivity， 透過五號用地商業嘅發展咧，係提供咗個契機，將我哋喺會展灣仔一筆一大嗰個連接上翻去金鐘，再上去中環咧係優勝嘅。亦都係同樣一個原因，點解我哋喺過去呢一年咧，同紅十字會積極探討將佢哋下個度嘅總部搬遷，就係因為咧，如果大家攤開張圖咧，運輸署係計劃咗喺嗰度有一啲行人嘅通道。是將灣仔接駁上嚟，從而咧要攞咁紅十字會而家下角度嘅大概三分之一嘅地，咁所以預期攞咗三分之一地咧，我哋就係順勢同佢傾，不如整個紅十字會咧係搬遷，咁大家都好，紅十字會又好，我哋又好，純粹係喺呢個角度，我哋話既然佢搬咗咧，嗰、那個三角地帶連埋我哋自己打算搬走嘅水務署嘅設施咧，可能亦都可以投放翻喺呢個整體個土地運用嗰、那個嗰、那個發展嗰度。咁所以整套嚟講咧，係一個我哋以為係幾理順咗嘅土地嘅用途啦，亦都配合咗喺維港美化個工作，亦都真係俾到市民有個願景啊，唔係再係一塊一塊咁啊逐塊傾，係一個比較有一個藍圖式有一個願景嘅。更加重要咧係當然我哋係全盤接受咗共建維港委員會喺呢個一號、二號、五號用地咧嗰個建議。我自己喺公布咗之後，得到嗰個又仲有對於五號用地有唔同意見咧，我自己係有少少失望嘅嚇。個原因咧就係今次我哋呢個積極回應共建維港委員會同埋公民社會啊或者係社團俾我哋嘅意見，去減低一號、二號密度發展嗰個咧，佢係非常之有意義，即係我覺得係一個好 meaningful 嘅 response。唔單止係個餡，即係話你起少啲、起矮啲呢個問題，而係嗰個過程，嗰、那個過程。我哋由原本舊年四月做呢個中環新海濱嘅設計嘅公眾諮詢，原本係七月做完，而家一直係做多咗一年有多。喺一年裏面咧，我哋不斷咁努力去尋求呢個共識，同埋去磋商，透過 Greg 領導嗰個 task group 咧，再次翻做曬一啲 public forum 啊。就是希望可以即係揾到最大嘅共識，揾到最大嘅 common ground 咧，等我哋去跟進嘅工作。其中包括我哋啲同事係受到一啲挫折嚇。我記得喺2月28禮拜六喺呢度舉行咗一日嘅。我如果我可以用咧，我啲同事係 feel humiliated 嚇。之後主席同埋有幾位人打電話俾我，佢話你要安撫下你啲同事，你啲同事好淒涼。我亦都作出咗呢個安撫嘅行為，但我都即係安慰同事，我哋作為政府嘅一員咧，要有咁嘅胸襟嚇，要有咁嘅量度。我哋都睇下李教授寫嗰啲書啦嚇，有呢個胸襟同埋量度嚇，去接受批評，去聽意見，然後希望咧將我哋嘅工作做得最好。咁所以有咗呢個嘅前設咧，我哋今次又喺政府內部能夠爭取到呢個睇法。大家都唔會天真到認為呢啲咁重要嘅決定係我一個人作為發展局局長可以決定，放棄咗咁大嘅樓面面積、甲級寫字樓、土地收入，唔可能係發展局局長一個人嘅決定。咁所以我哋內部做咗個功夫咧，係唔可以即係同大家全部交代，但你可以感受得到咧，係唔容易，唔係容易嘅。尤其是喺埋保育中環裏面其他幾個同樣係相當重要嘅政府嘅決定。咁所以我哋真係希望咧，今次係減少再減少不必要嘅爭拗，就俾到我哋有呢個空間咧，可以落實執行。因為我相信全港市民而家最熱切見得到咧，就係早日去落實呢幾個項目，帶俾咗佢哋即係一啲嘅願景啊，同埋係佢哋希望可以享用得到呢個維港啊，同埋其他保育中環裏面嘅項目。最後咧，主席，我想回報一啲嘢啫。由上一次開會到而家咧，喺呢兩個月裏面咧，有 尤其是近呢两个礼拜咧，发生咗一啲嘢啦，都系对我哋嘅工作 ，APC 嘅工作咧，系有一啲嘅启示嘅。第一咧，就喺十一月七号，应立法会发展事务委员会辖下嘅海滨专责小组嘅要求咧，我哋安排咗整天一个上嘅 site visit。大家可能喺传媒啊、报纸咧都觉得好广泛报道，其实我哋都唔期望原来有咁多人有兴趣。咁呢次嘅廣泛報道呢，其實就凸顯咗其實好多人都好熱切希望做多啲呢啲海濱美化工作。咁立法會議員同埋傳媒參觀過觀塘嗰200米，都覺得原來200米都係好事嚟㗎，即係唔好輕輕放過呢啲即係呢啲可以暫時先期做一啲嘅海濱美化嘅工作。當日我哋帶議員呢係先睇過觀塘呢200米，同埋第二日透過嗰個貨物起社區搬遷之後嗰個長久嘅海濱建設啦，有幾大嘅潛力，亦都帶我哋去鰂魚涌睇點樣可以將鰂魚涌公園嘅海濱部分伸延。我亦都喺嗰日咧引入咗，即係點樣可以同私人發展俾到嗰度咧係有多啲嘅活力啊，同埋商機喺度嘅。咁跟住亦都去埋西區。在那個臨海的副食品的市場，怎樣可以將現有的建築物和現有的土地呢活化來到配合西區海濱的工作。第二天呢也有一個民間的組織呢，就是舉行了他們是不是一年一度的海港日。對於民間和公民社會這些努力呢，我們都是歡迎的，都是一個聚會，等那些市民呢可以凝聚一下他們對於美化維港啊、愛護維港啊這個熱情。唯一我們感到有些關注呢，就是那些宣傳單張。如果我們說香港買樓的資訊是失實呢，那張宣傳單張都非常之失實。我們今天應該稍後會給一張大家看呢，就是一張真實的資料，一張 fact sheet 是什麼東西。如果今日仲認為呢個政府咧係會填600公頃嘅土地喺維多利亞港，呢、這個簡直就係即係低估咗我哋市民嘅智慧，即、就、係、是、我哋市民根本唔會容許即係政府再做呢啲行為。如果今日仲去宣傳單張話啟德機場係一個299公頃嘅填海，我嗰啲 business 就會嚟嘈我，因為我哋招緊標就係做一個 cruise terminal， 就要利用一個水來做。但是如果你有這些宣傳單張好像真的一樣，根本 是有一點點不負責任。我明白宣傳是宣傳，但 是在這些嚴肅的課題，宣傳都要有些譜。所以我們在今天趁這個今天是第一次在經過這些事之後，共建維港委員會再開會，所以我們一會兒會提交一個 fact sheet 再講一次究竟那個即早期，現在講緊差不多十年前倡議或者提議過上台的所謂填海，今日那個實際的情況是怎樣。我不希望，我真的不希望呢以後再會見到類似的宣傳單張呢，就令到我們的市民呢無端端又覺得好像被人騙了啊，或者好像是沒有一個制衡在這裡，這個政府呢仍然是會任意這樣去填這個維多利亞港。第三樣嘢呢，就係、是、到11月9號呢，就立法會發展事務委員會核下呢個海濱嘅專責小組呢就開咗次會議。大體上係係歡迎我哋就住海濱嘅工作。就兩點佢哋係表示咗話，希望我哋再可以進一步解說或者再同佢哋討論啦。一個就係5號用地嘅發展。所謂啲planning parameters 啊，或者對於交通嗰個影響，因為嗰日我哋未有咁詳細嘅機會咧，可以講到咁深入。另一個就係關於一二號用地所謂一個管理模式，一個公私營合作嘅管理模式，點樣可以保證到咧公眾嘅享用嘅部分咧係唔會受到一個不利嗰個影響？咁呢個課題咧，我哋而家係好積極咁探討緊，希望咧可以稍後亦都經呢個委員會嚟到去討論咧，就俾我哋進行一個即係邀請建議書嗰個工作。最後我想講今年嘅施政報告嗰個英文嘅標題咧係叫 Breaking New Ground Together， 中文咧係群策創新天。對我嚟講 ，New Ground 就唔係好緊要咧 ，Ground 日日都會有 New 噶啦。 就是、togetherness 是很重要的。我都希望是在往后的日子呢，跟共建维港委员会和各个对于我们城市设计、啊、和海滨是关心的团体呢，能够携手做好我们的工作。多谢主席。
多谢林太在施政报告里面多番强调重视共建维港委员会的工作，亦都专程嚟同大家分享佢嘅睇法。咁唔知我哋各位委员有啲乜嘢提问啊，或者意见嘅咧？潘晨，
多谢主席。亦都即系多谢局长即系报告咗，即系嗰个施政报告，尤其是系话即系对于即系共建维港委员会过去嗰个工作，即系嗰个肯定。咁我哋都即係呢樣嘢我哋係即係覺得都好欣慰嘅。咁因為事實上我哋嗰過去嗰幾年個工作，即係大家都知道其實都係真係好努力咁樣去做，即係嗰、那個即係同即係政府官員嗰種嘅合作啊，即係當然有爭拗啦，咁但係即係嗰個即係以嗰個 partnership 嗰個方式去做嘢呢，咁我哋都覺得係做咗好多成果。咁因此我哋覺得即係話，尤其是喺中環即係呢一個咁重要嘅海濱地區，我哋都理解嗰個12號碼頭呢，即係12號用地同埋5號用地嗰個關係。咁我自己作為城市設計聯盟嘅其中一個成員呢，其實當初都有提議到，就係話將即係諗一個平衡嘅方案，如何可以即係解決咗12號用地嗰兩支高樓嚇、啊，即係然後亦都係可以保持嗰個甲級寫字樓嗰個需要咧。咁故此就提議咗，不如將呢啲嘅面積咧就搬去5號用地。咁呢個提議亦都最後係得到即係呢個共建維港委員會嗰、那個即係報告嗰個支持。咁我相信即係嗰、那個係一個相當深思熟慮嘅提議。即係既然即係如果咁兼且就話，如果我亦都聽到話有一啲人會係去覺得即係又想炒翻起嗰件嘢，即係又嚟過，咁我哋覺得就係、是、即係最好唔好啦，即係因為都真係花咗好多時間去做，同埋我哋都理解即係呢個係相當合理。咁即係當然亦都我哋提議得出，我哋都喺呢度都要撐嚇、啊，即係咁所以。即當我睇報紙見到話嗰個五號用地又要即係又話唔得啊，又剩咧，咁我哋都覺得咁就即係如果我哋係經過公民社會咁長時期嘅參與，有咁大嘅共識，喺呢個委員會有咁大嘅共識，如果又翻轉頭嘅話，我覺得咁就即係日後好難做嘢，咁亦都係即係。過去共建維港委員會做嘅咁多工作咧，亦都變得即係毫無意義嚇。咁、啊、兼且就係話，我哋都睇到咧，就係、是、呢、這個係我自己個人嘅感覺嚟嘅啫。即係其實共建維港委員會嗰個組成係5年前組成，我哋組成係因為一個填海嘅爭議嚇。咁、啊、但係其實我哋5年嚟嘅工作咧，已經超越咗填海與不填海即係呢一個咁。簡單嘅一個課題，其實我已經進入咗一個即係如何優化海濱嘅規劃啊、設計啊、一啲海濱規劃嘅指引啊、原則，大家都做咗好多功夫。咁我哋都有好多嘅，即係亦都係話喺個過程裏面係有公眾參與。咁而集中點亦都係喺個如何優化個設計，而係不只係停留於一張 OZP 嗰度。咁我哋有立體嘅設計啦，有討論啦，有一路優化嘅過程啦，有公眾參與。我相信而家去到就係一個實踐嘅階段，即係我哋已經進由淨係拗填可以去咗咁行咗咁遠。如果即係有人仍然係將一啲 outdated 嘅 information 帶翻我哋去2004年之前咧，我哋覺得即係我哋自己過去嗰5年做嘅嘢咧，就變得即係好。好似毫無意義，而且亦都唔係事實，即係話，即係今日我哋已經係去到一個如何實踐、如何落實，而唔係再攞翻一啲即係舊嘅嘢，即係將我哋翻即係帶翻去即係過去咯。 咁我所以我覺得即係我喺依度，即係既然其實我哋自己呢個 term 都差唔多完㗎啦。咁所以我哋都希望就係話，即係呢個委員會或者日後嘅工作會係會繼續去 take forward 一啲嘢，然 set up 喺一啲即係已經唔係事實嘅過去裏面去繼續糾纏咯。咁多謝主席，
多謝永成啦 ，Greg 舉咗手嘅。
多謝主席。我覺得即係剛才聽到好似即係局長好似有啲訴苦咁樣嘅不滿咁樣嘅，我咧就有啲委屈咁樣啦，佢覺得咁，但係我可以同局長即係保證咧，即係我哋呢啲咁嘅情況，我哋即係喺我個人嚟講咧，都其實個心裏面未做之前都已經估到有啲咁嘅可能性㗎啦，因為呢啲都係過往嘅歷史。呢十年八年九七之後咧，成日都係咁翻轉頭又翻轉頭翻轉頭咁。咁其實就我覺得呢個其實就係我哋香港由九七即係由殖民地變為呢、這個即係所謂自己當家作主呢種咁嘅政治嘅環境嘅轉變咧，即、就、係、是、我覺得係一個大家個心裏面都要預期有呢啲咁嘅情況發生嘅。咁所以亦都唔需要太過介懷嘅，呢個係我哋嘅進程，或者我哋嗰個社會嘅政治改變進程，就跟同可能係啦，講得遠啲，但係實際上咧，但係都係要面對。所以有陣時有啲記者都問我，你覺得你有冇感受？我冇乜感受，其實即係有人講咗之後唔算咁啊，冇所謂啫。我話呢啲唔係一個問題嚟㗎啦，咁即係我冇感，我冇咩特別嘅感覺。我話其實我知道有啲可能會有啲咁嘅事案發生，所以其實好簡單，我就將所有嘅事嘅過程咧都係公開嘅，即係話我哋唔會話開啲閉門會議啊，唔會話所以每一次咧都有記者在場，每一次講咩説話，咁有人話咁你當時寫個報告，點解你連寫嗰個報告咧都要叫大家坐埋一齊？十幾個人喺度坐喺度逐句講咧，我冇問題，咁其實咪仲好，即係嗱記者睇住我哋逐句寫，呢句嘢唔啱，大家舉手啦，嗱攞出嚟白紙黑，即係喺個光幕上面打出嚟，你哋同唔同意啊？咁唔同意逐隻字改啦，咁所以嗰個報告咧同埋嗰啲建議咧係逐隻字逐隻字喺記者面前、公眾嘅面前咧去寫出嚟嘅，所以個過程係咁透明，其實。即係可以攞翻曬啲即係問你問翻啲公眾，我都知道係點做出嚟。所以嗰、那個即係個決定個過程，個委員會嘅意見，大家個點樣去造成去形係得出呢個咁嘅結論，咁啊報咁嘅建議俾共建維港委員會咧，係喺香港人嘅面前去做出嚟。所以我覺得你唔需要擔心話你有咩介嗰啲有啲咩話驚有啲誤解啊，咁其實唔係嘅，我覺得咧，你又唔需要有啲話有啲咩會氣餒啊咁樣。咁我咁件事係黑就黑係白白喺好多人嘅面前。咁所以我諗即係變咗嗰個呢啲咁嘅翻轉頭又點啊？呢啲咁嘅嘢，我覺得就唔需要介懷。我哋最緊要第一係個過程係個透明度絕對高。唔係閉門，唔係，亦都冇咩幕後嘅討論先至去做啲決定嘅。其實即係我喺啲會議與會議之間咧，亦都唔會有啲乜嘢嘅即係傾點啲嘢先啊咁樣。其實係到時每一次都係逐句講。咁其實最後到嚟個結論，究竟好與唔好，冇辦法㗎啦，即係。唔好都係咁多人嘅意見，或者亦都諮詢咗咁多人嘅意見，咁大家咪等大家去平衡、去稱佢咯。我哋將一號用地放低咗，係咪一個好嘅意見咧？咁公道自在人心啦，係嘛？個個都會覺得話係好，亦或唔係好。喺個海邊樹撳低咗佢，係咪我哋搬走咗嗰、那個即係交通交匯處點係咪好咧？咁大家可以稱㗎嘛，可以睇得到㗎嘛，係好就好，係唔好就唔係好。咁至於你話搬咗啲GFA 去五號用地咁， 咁究竟係咪間樓大咗呢，係咪高咗呢，咁亦都係大家會知㗎。不過有啲人知就接仲以為話伸咗過去嗰邊之後係大咗高咗，其實唔係，都係80個 MPD 咋嘛。咁所以即係 well informed 嘅人呢，聰明嘅人呢，就會將嗰件事嘅 final product 嚟覺得係咪對香港整體好。如果係對香港整體個好，個過程就係咁公道咁透明嘅，我覺得如果有咩人要講乜嘢，咪由佢講囉。你永遠都有人講㗎喇，你今日講完嚟之後，三個月之後亦都會有人又講，跟住有啲人話不如我哋由頭嚟講，再諮詢，都會有㗎。但我覺得只要自己做嗰件事係個程序係做得公公道道，嗰、個結果係對香港大致上嚟講，當然冇話完美嘅，大致上嚟講係一個好嘅決定呢，就唔使驚個真金不怕紅爐火嘅。大家只要放下去睇下，而家目前嚟講，金鐘嗰邊係點樣嘅情況，將來起到出嚟會變係咁，咁你咪知道我哋做嘅事情係對香港嗰個發展個城市規劃係進一步啊，亦或係退一步。所以我自己個睇法就係咁。
而家就睇睇啲其他委員有啲咩 comment， 然後最後做一個總括回應啦，好嘛？阿 Kim and then Mikan 包同埋 OK， 阿 Kim 先好嘛？你啊？
啊，多謝主席，因為剛才只馬主席點咗我名，所以我要講一講。咁就同學會個角度嚟睇咧，就係一二號用地嘅啲樓面面積轉去五號用地咧，其實呢樣嘢係我哋嗰個方向嚟嘅，亦都係我哋嗰個立場。咁呢個立場咧係喺呢度，我重新就係不變嘅。咁當然我哋睇翻係越計喺一二號用地嗰度再加啲呢啲係 GIC 用途啊，咁其實呢個係一個係我哋俾我哋嗰個方向睇到更前一步嘅。咁呢樣嘢其實我哋睇到係一個好大個嗰個進步嘅。咁至於係皇后碼頭嗰個環節咧，咁我哋就覺得有少少可惜，因為我哋學會嘅主流方向咧就係希望原址保留嘅安置嘅。咁當然呢個係一個社會嘅大主流方向咧，其實我哋係一個係客觀啲，或者一個係大呢、這個小眾同多數嗰個意願去尊重呢個意見嚇。咁當然你話係五號用地嗰個用途係點樣？咁你睇翻好原先嗰個我哋個規劃意圖咧，其實係五號用地其實係原先係俾呢個立法會大樓去興建。咁當然嗰陣時嗰個意圖都係發展建築物，就唔係一啲所謂而家有啲人話，甚至乎好多區議會都話，喂點解你唔俾我做個公園啊嗰啲咁樣？其實呢一個就變咗係喺程序上有啲係唔係咁恰當。咁變咗嚟講，你都係睇翻係五號用地。加埋係灣仔之後，你有三塊政府大陸用地嘅搬出去之後，嗰度嘅時候可以成一個幾強大嘅一個商業核心點嚟嘅。咁亦都係喺對灣北嗰個而家呢個死咕咕嘅一個一灘水咁樣嘅環境咧，係做到一個氣氛可以打入去，可以活化佢。咁其實呢個係正正係一個政府負責任嗰個做法嚟嘅。呢、这個我想講咁樣，多謝主席。
多謝主席。咁我都想即係同意翻，即係同好多嘅朋友都有講翻咧。咁我都覺得即係見到保育中環好多嘅即係提議咧，都係好開心啦。咁同樣亦都係即係我去過都好多次嘅公眾嘅論壇，即係一二號用地係即係唔起樓，然後希望可以係喺翻即係新填海區其他地方做嗰個發展，都係好清楚。咁所以即係我覺得我哋都係有呢個責任咧，去撐翻呢一個嘅建議啦。咁我想講翻我都係想講翻皇后碼頭啦，呢樣都係我自己覺得即係作為一個規劃思維咧，即係覺得比較遺憾啦，即係好似保育中環唔夠完美，因為如果即係睇翻再翻查翻啲資料咧，1961年中區重建即係填海之後， 其實如果今日我哋講保育中環係一個好好革命性嘅一個好好嘅一個趨勢或者一個做法咧，其實當年即係嗰一個嘅規劃咧都係好革命性，而且咧即係如果從歷史嘅睇法，係唯一一個規劃一個規劃大綱圖咧係有好詳細嘅設計，有立體嘅設計。基本上我哋為共建維港委員會一路都喺度傾緊，就係話我哋規劃同埋嗰個城市嘅設計咧有少少脱節，或者甚至香港係冇好實際嘅城市設計。咁但係即係嗰陣時做嗰個規劃咧，就係唯一一個係即係結合規劃同埋即係設計嘅一個咁樣嘅規劃大綱圖，即係史無前例。亦都出咗即係大會堂、愛丁堡廣場啊、皇后碼頭一個咁樣嘅，即係一個公民嘅空間，即係嗰個如果我哋要講保育中環嗰個空間係好值得保育咯。咁即係有少少無奈啦，因為我覺得一個咁重要嘅保育議題，唔應該由唔係少數服從多數，係應該即係國際有慣例，係應該即係應該有專業嘅意見喺裡面。咁如果我哋退而求其次，真係唔可以即係將皇后碼頭擺翻喺嗰度去紀念一個咁重要嘅空間，咁我好希望即係好似我諗我哋香港規劃師學會咧早前都有提過，就係喺嗰個地方即係做翻一啲嘢去紀念翻嗰個空間，因為嗰個實在係即係香港政府，即係唔係市民添，係香港政府值得驕傲，因為嗰陣時做嘅規劃咧係。即係你可以話咁耐以嚟，唯一嗰個係做得即係最平衡，即係各方面嘅需要嘅一個規劃。即係今日保育中環亦都係即係繼承嗰個傳統。咁但係今日呢個保育中環冇咗嗰個空間，我覺得好可惜咯。
好、please, Paul and then Michael and then Jimmy, okay?
Chairman, Secretary, November 8th was a day that the protection of the harbour. Society organized a walk along the harbour. And I think some information was distributed there which indicated the gazetted reclamation areas. And as far as we're concerned, we have never learned that those areas have been de-gazetted, or no longer gazetted, but are still have been gazetted and are still gazetted as potential reclamation areas. So I believe that the information therefore may not be false, but if the Secretary likes to correct us, I'm happy to correct any information. Well, if there
was how could you make that statement that you were not aware of the de-gazetting of this proposed reclamation?
Sorry?
Somebody as knowledgeable, as informed as you are about Hong Kong's planning matters, and you are now telling us here that you were not aware of the de-gazetting of all those proposed reclamations over these years.
I'm not. As far as the information that I understand is being represented in that leaflet is that that those are a representation of the areas that are gazetted, and if they have been de-gazetted, then I'm happy to rectify that if that information comes to us. Yes, I will absolutely take care of that. Sorry? Those areas were identified. So if there are errors in the documents that were produced, as I said, I'm very happy to see that corrected, Secretary. As far as the statements being made in the past by myself here in this meeting on behalf of the Society, I completely support the statements and we completely stand by the statement that there is definitely improvements to be made on the central waterfront by redistributing the various areas of GFA. And we look forward to a day that the master layout plan will be presented to this committee and be discussed. So far, the master layout plan that became available has only became available through the internet via the website of LegCo, but has never ever been discussed, reviewed, or endorsed, or otherwise discussed here in this committee or in any other committee of the ATC. So it will be hard to give any particular comment. So in terms of working closely together, it's been always been my personal intention and definitely the intention of many in our group to develop a close working relationship. And we hope that the ATC was going to be a good forum for that. It's somewhat unfortunate that the master layout plan has so far and still today not been discussed here, neither presented. So that's somewhat of a disappointment. So that's an issue that it made therefore lead to surprises in the various discussions. When we look at the master layout plan, it's not so clear to us on a number of issues whether this is going to make sure that as we go forward that there is not going to be any need for reclamation in the future. The greatest concern, the greatest fears within our society is the fear of a need for further reclamation in the future. And with that, the question comes into place, what is the target reserve capacity for all the roadworks on the waterfront? As we are planning more developments along the waterfront, where there was an announcement by this, your chief executive that it is his dream to expand the exhibition venue further, or whether it's the surprise of seeing a development of the Red Cross site, there is a perception that we don't have necessarily in our minds a very clear target in terms of the reserve capacity for the road infrastructure that we're going to target and maintain to make sure that we never are going to need the reclamation in the future. The reclamation was required to deal with necessary infrastructure, to cope with traffic that was generated by decisions that have been made in the past, and we surely hope that as we're now making decisions that are going to impact traffic load in the future, that they're not going to necessitate further reclamation in the future, and that reserve capacity and the traffic impact assessment would be very helpful, and through discussions and meetings, I'm sure that this information would come to the table, the questions would be raised and answers would be provided. On the issue of Queenspear and Edinburgh Place, I mean, this committee has made various recommendations. It's clear to us that in previous discussions that the abortive cost of putting Queenspear back in the original location and adjusting P2 by a short stretch would only cost $30 million. Whereas placing the Queenspear at between PM9 and 10 would cost them $220 million. So even from a financial point of view, not even from a heritage point of view, it seems that that should be supported. There are quite a few issues that are not so clear to us in terms of this master layout plan. We have asked for redistribution of some of the spaces, the open spaces and the development areas. That has not taken place, but we see the provision for kiosks. What that means, we're not so clear. We see a site A11, which is called a viewing platform, which, according to our records, is a substation and a pumping station on the waterfront. So I think there is more debate required on the and discussion on the master layout plan, and that would be helpful in developing a closer cooperation, I think, between all parties, especially when every party includes more than one voice. Thank you.
Michael and then Jimmy, please.
Hi, 多謝主席。其實呢，就我哋好高興見到今次保育中環嗰個 plan， 咁總共有八嚿嘢。其實呢，呢八個 project 都好 ambitious， 即每一個都可以獨立做餐夢。咁其實政府呢係即係俾我覺得咁多年以嚟第一次真係比較 bold 咁樣行出嚟俾抌一份，呢份係真係唔少嘢嘅呢份。即大家睇到縱觀而家廣州、上海、新加坡，全部佢哋都好識利用佢哋嘅海港，佢哋個佢哋嘅舊嗰套可能係 building 啊，可能係 culture 啊，佢個個都好識利用嘅。單單就係我哋好似好多年都冇點理過，咁亦都冇話花精神或者時間或者金錢落去呢樣嘢度。咁今次見到，其實我覺得係一個 improvement 咯。當然呢個世界係冇 perfect， 即係我哋點可以話我鍾意嘅就係 perfect 嘅，或者市民一定係buy 曬所有一樣嘢啦，咁我覺得係冇可能啦。講到係咪少數服從多數或者係點樣，我覺得做咗先啦，我哋砌咗先啦。如果咪再講落去，人都老，呢啲嘢唔會等係留喺度等我哋咯。我覺得我哋政府既然有咁嘅決心去做，我哋支持佢做咗 佢做唔晒都做咗部分先啦，起碼我哋有啲嘢睇咗先。如果冇呢個成果咧，根本市民而家市民嘅心態就係、是、你哋都係傾啫嘛，你都係講啫嘛，你係咪真係做噶？冇人知道。我諗我哋而家再唔做咧，市民對政府嘅信任程度更加低咯。嚇，對我哋想搞多啲保育啊，想搞多啲令到香港可以進步嘅機會或者嗰、那個支持度會更加低咯。咁希望大家可以考慮一下呢點，支持呢啲咁有意義嘅工作。咁就知道局長係辛苦，但係如果你唔做，邊個做呢？所以希望你繼續努力去幫我哋推行。唔該。
Thank you, Jimmy。
多謝。首先就我哋睇到政府對共建維港嘅肯定啦，喺過去五年嘅工作，咁而家已經係一個即係最後嘅階段，而呢個階段亦經過咁長時間公開、非常公開、公平、公正、亦合情合理嘅一個諮詢嘅渠道。如果你要再重新再翻一轉嘅時候，亦都同樣會唔會再有第二轉、第三轉嘅推行呢？我同意局長咧，就好有責任嘅，就係喺即係政府要有一個即係承擔，就係喺呢個咁嘅諮詢過程裏面咧，其實要做一個即係決定嘅。咁正如我哋一路傾緊，由一階段、二階段去 2.5 到第三階段啦。咁所以呢個我哋作為即係共建維港嘅成員，亦都 proud 呢個即係一個決定，呢個決定係咁公開嘅。咁所以我哋會支持咧，喺而家呢個一二號嘅地盤咧，係有關呢啲嘅即係小外面積係轉去呢、這個五號嘅地盤嘅。咁而有關實際上係點樣轉咗之後，嗰58萬係點咧？頭先局長都好清楚。咁我哋自己委員會亦都好清楚，喺過去嘅討論嘅過程裏面咧，喺邊啲地方裏面咧，我哋係需要傾嘅咧，亦都即係好廣泛，亦聽到咁多次嘅諮詢嘅一啲意見。咁啊，頭先亦都好多我哋啲專業嘅朋友喺過去裏面亦都即係同佢共事嘅時候，睇到佢哋真係有專業嗰方面嘅一啲即係意見出嚟咧。我哋喺地區上工作裏面咧，首先好多時都會睇到即係地區上主要會唔會就係你諮詢夠唔夠咧？諮詢夠完之後咧，就會唔會跟住開始做咧？如果你一路唔做嘅時候咧，亦都有啲朋友咧就會問究竟幾時做？咁我今日咧都想話俾大家聽，就我嚟之前咧都有啲朋友問喂，究竟我哋係咪真係2016年咧係見到呢個海濱公園真係俾市民享用啊？再遲啲佢哋有啲連行都唔行得嘅，我仲有冇機會再行過嚟咧？咁樣咁所以係一個熱切嘅即係要求咧。我哋宣咁耐時都即係喺好多嘅諮詢渠道裏邊講，我哋幾時會完成嘅？咁其實我哋希望咧係局長帶領裏邊咧係盡快咧係可以早啲。是一個公眾諮詢之後的我們一些即落實的一些建設呢，是盡快是可以給到香港的市民享用，而實際上我們也都非常是需要有一些新的一個建設出來。另外一個呢，我們看到在共建維港這個這樣的諮詢文化呢，我又隱約是在西九的諮詢的過程裡面，好像又開始看到這一種這樣的公開諮詢的一些文化出來的。咁其實我們看到呢，其實香港呢是經過共建維港，我們局長在上一次在常備的時候，那個亦都是即係組成這個共建維港委員會的一把手來。咁所以我們看到這個的即係諮詢的一個模式呢是繼續在香港是存在的。咁我對於這個諮詢模式呢，咁亦都同樣在局長的一個即係有力嘅承擔下面咧，我哋係充滿信心嘅，所以都我同我啲朋友講，我哋即係絕對咧唔會輕易係填咧一寸土地喺我哋嘅即係維港裏面嘅。咁呢一點，我哋都會即係會好有信心咁話俾我啲朋友聽。咁我亦都希望我哋即係在座嘅即係共建維港嘅成員咧，都有相同嘅信念咧。我哋有五年嘅共識，如果大家喺度傾咗咁多次，即係大家有啲即係對公眾嘅諮詢嘅了解，同埋亦都有承擔，我諗我哋應該係公開咧，係同翻即係工人士知識到我哋即係過去點樣喺保育即係海港，同埋喺我哋嗰個填海上面咧係點樣傾法，同埋我哋啲街拉一齊出翻嚟。咁呢個我覺得日後我雖然唔再喺即係呢個窗到出年就已經完結啦。我哋相信呢一個係一個好嘅經歷，係喺香港嘅即係公眾諮詢嘅歷史上面係一個新嘅里程碑嚟嘅。嚇，唔該主席。
多谢 Jimmy， 余先生，然后黄士俊教授都有举手，唔该。
作为共建维港委员会嘅一员啦，咁经过咁耐嘅咨询咧，咁其实我而家见到中环湾仔呢个海滨嘅规划啦，同埋最近新出呢个保育中环呢八个项目咧，其实都系好支持，亦都系好高兴见到咁样样嘅。咁大家都讲咗好多噶啦，经过咁耐嘅咨询咧，其实呢个咧就系咧一个大家共同共识出嚟嘅结果。我觉得应该咧，无论你持咩意见嘅话咧，你表达咗你嘅意见，有唔同嘅专业嘅人士嘅睇法啦，亦都有多数，都有少数咧。其实到呢一秒钟嘅时候咧，希望即系大家都会比较支持出嚟呢个方案，因为呢个方案其实就系集体建议出嚟嘅方案，应该系我哋大家共识支持嘅方案啦。咁最后想提一点咧，就喺唔同嘅咨询委员会咧，都比较少人讲嘅，就系咧。五号用地咧转咗商业用途，咁似乎好似产生好多争议咁样啦。咁但系咧，我想提出一样嘢咧，就系香港作为一个国际金融中心咧，呢度有一句咧，我觉得几好啊。持续发展经济一直是香港赖以成功的因素，我们需要继续为发展铺路。我谂呢个系比较重要咯，因为咧你要做一个国际金融中心咧，你个核心商业区嘅 CBD 咧有持续发展嘅能力咧。是很重要的，即是你说中环永远都是得这么多写字楼呢，不会有慢慢多少少或者一路发展下去来配合我们的经济发展的话呢，这个是没可能的。那所以来讲呢，今次能够比如说转移去五号用地维持回58,000平方米呢，我觉得这个都是挺需要的。那至于在其他的咨询各方面呢，希望大家呢都会呢多些着眼呢，除了一些规划啊或者保育各方面之外呢，其实一个持续发展的能力呢，都是我们作为一个考虑啊，香港啊整体发展需要知道的。这个希望记录在案，再案咁解。
就然后好似是阿 Sam 吓 ，OK， 嗯，
多谢主席。通过其实在参与阿 Grant 领导嗰个 Task Force 咧，其实都参与呢、这个即系嗰个海滨嗰个设计。咁其实喺嗰个过程之中咧，其实我都睇到有。一就唔係咁容易嘅事情嘅，即係其實喺好多即係提議裏面咧，其實都唔係一個好完全一致嘅共識，同埋要就係其實喺西灣同西湖將嗰個用地搬去五號用地咧，其實嗰個喺即係嗰個討論裏面咧，其實冇乜爭議，因為本身係一個比較務實嘅建議。咁但係如果你話將西灣西湖減咗，咁去到西 five 嘅時候，原來又會嗰度又會否決咗佢，咁就變咗好似有啲輸打贏要嘅感覺啦。咁我就覺得即係既然即係呢一個咁嘅建議，即係喺個即係共用維港委員會裏面亦都冇乜爭議，而去到政府亦都接納咗。如果我哋話喺呢個時候又跟住有一啲聲音，我哋又將佢推倒又重來，咁我就覺得呢個係好浪費我哋即係花咗咁多精神時間落去，即係達到一個即係社會上比較認同嘅共識咯。所以我都係即係同其他委員一樣咧，係好支持即係呢個我哋會係繼續向前行，就唔好再褪翻轉頭。
Sam, please。
多謝主席啊，局長。就關於呢個一號、二號、五號嗰個用地嗰、那個，即係大家都討論咗好耐嘅。咁其實我本人都係嗰個 task force 嘅 member 之一。咁其實當其時咧，就係去睇嗰個一號、二號用地。其實我本人就覺得冇乜大嘅意見嘅，即係咪用嗰個嚟做商業用地？因為其實嗰個其實嗰個樓層其實都唔算高嘅，本身一號、二號，咁只不過係遮住咗個 IFC 嗰度，咁就其實最大嗰、那個即係喺一二號用地，如果要繼續用，都係損失都係 IFC 嗰個業主嘅啫。咁對於政府嚟講，其實佢多咗收入添。咁有好多人就成日覺得話官商勾結啊等等咁樣，其實即係我覺得局長佢就算佢賣咗嗰笪地都唔佢唔會因為咁樣而多咗咩利益，反而就公眾個即係政府個庫房同埋公眾嘅財富會多咗。咁所以我覺得即係無論佢喺一二號或者五號咧，作為一個商業用途咧，我覺得都可以接受。咁但係唯一我覺得可以即係唔能夠接受咧，就係由呢個會展嘅海濱一路去到中環咧， 係成個咁長嘅海濱底下都完全冇一啲商業嘅發展咧。其實呢個同我哋嗰個海濱嗰個其中有一個元素，有一個 vibrant 嘅 Harbourfront 呢個嘅理念咧，就唔係咁一致。點解我咁講咧？就因為你如果睇翻香港人咧，其實嗰個生活模式其實未必可能同外國一樣，即係你會發覺佢哋中意去嘅地方，佢未必中意去到例如西九嗰個嘅海濱啦，個 promenade。其實如果相對於喺元芳裏面嗰啲人咧，你會發覺佢香港人係中意對住個冷氣望住個海咧，多過喺個海濱嗰度行，即係用咁多咁嘅資源咧，如果用咗喺嗰個純粹 open space 而對個經濟發展咧完全冇咩著落墨嘅時候咧，咁其實對嗰個香港嗰、那個。個 sustainable development 其實係有窒礙喺度，咁我希望即係政府可以考慮下呢一點。咁另外有兩個意見想提出嘅就係如果你好似 IFC 或者 ICC 咁樣，其實佢即係可以博通到去 IFC 可能會好啲啊，但 ICC 其實佢唔係點樣可以博通到去出邊嗰個嘅海濱。咁希望就係話，如果第日做嗰個五號用地，如果係賣地嘅時候咧，睇下可唔可以有啲條款去令到將來嗰個發展商去對出邊嗰個七號、六號嗰個海濱嗰個用地有啲嘅即係 connectivity 要等落個地契嗰度。咁另外一樣嘢想問一下咧，就是、五號用地之前你話政府用地啊，咁政府用地嗰啲諗住起其實起啲咩咧？或者嗰啲嘢而家？如果當佢變咗商業用地，咁嗰啲用途又會諗住會擺喺邊度咧？嚇，咁少少意見咧。
就差唔多，我哋絕大多數嘅 HC 嘅 member 都發過言啦，亦都顯示咗大家對施政報告，對特別施政報告有關維港嘅。各個議題的重視，那我們現在就請局長看做一個綜合回應，好嗎？
很多謝各位的意見，重申回各位對於中環新海濱特別是1、2號、5號用地那個的支持、這個支持呢對我們 是很重要的、雖然我聽到 Greg 說、即是清者自清是吧、黑就黑白白，但恐怕呢在今日的環境不是、黑的東西講得多會變成白，最白的東西講一下變得灰灰黑黑的、所以即值得各位支持的工作呢是應該多講、當然你會說這個是我作為特區官員、太高的要求、這個都希望大家既然都在這個委員會服務這麼久，我都講話都比較坦白，但我就實在、可能今天身體真的不是挺舒服，所以俾咗大家感覺好似我有啲委屈或者係我而家其實係好唔舒服，我係有啲唔舒服。咁所以即係我喺呢度澄清咧，我冇感覺到有委屈、我作為特區嘅官員咧，呢啲係我份內嘅工作。到今日為止，每一樣嘢咧都係我份內嘅工作，接受批評咧都係我份內嘅工作、我亦都唔會感到氣餒。如果我感到氣餒咧，我哋唔會喺今次施政報告既活化工廈又保育中環。啲面前大量嘅工作咧，我而家唔係百分之百肯定咧，我哋可以按部就班，好有效率咁做，因為真係好似有幾位委員嘅，是但揦起一件都好難、而且同時間要推保育中環嘅八個項目，再加埋1000座工廈，各式各樣嘅建議咧，實在對發展局上上下下咧好大挑戰。如果話我唯一有少少個人化咧，係我比較上心。我對於我哋發展局工作咧，每一件大大細細都好上心，因為每一件大大細細嘅事咧，都係我發展局嘅同事嘅精心嘅工作嚟嚇。呢度呢班同事咧，即係同埋好多幕後嘅同事咧，係就住呢幾個月咧，係做咗最大嘅努力嚟到去配合施政報告。咁所以我亦覺得咧，即係我作為即係局長咧，係有責任。去維護翻我哋嗰個工作嗰個成果，同埋尤其是強調翻喺嗰個工作嘅過程裏面，同事有陣時稍為感到如果用阿黃博士嘅時教稍為氣餒咧，其實係有回報嘅， 最终咧，大家系明白呢啲工作点解会系咁样发生。咁所以有咗今日共建维港委员会，我相信主席或者稍后会总结咧，呢个唔系我做嘅工作，能够重申翻你哋俾我哋嘅支持，力撑翻啊呢个时有几位委员用过，力撑翻我哋呢一套嘅建议咧，我觉得对于我哋跟进嘅工作咧系非常之有利吓，因为共建维港委员会呢几年嚟咧系自己建立咗一个名声咧，呢、这个唔系普通。一个委员会不是普通一个会去支持政府的委员会，在这里如果我们拿到共识，大体上在社会上我们应该有这个信心可以得到社会上的支持，也是这个原因为什么我们这么紧张，如果我们的建议今天是积极回应委员会的建议，我希望那件事是完全是清晰明朗，不是再有 question mark 说、啊、其实是不是，因为我们真的在外面听到喂不是、啊、那个團體好像不同意見，你是不是真的有共識，你會不會是即斷章取義了共建維港委員會的意見，所以這個是今天我親自出席講了一番說話，希望得到那個很清晰的一個看法，我現在已經得到很清晰的看法，幫你稍後我相信李主席會做一個總結。I should just respond in English to what Mr. Zimmerman has said, and I think he has made a very important point,which I am extremely grateful. If I have heard him right, he was telling us that if we could provide clear record and information that all those previously contemplated recommendations are no longer in our gazetted plans, in other words, we have removed them altogether, then the Society for Protection Harbour, which he represents, is not going to use that sort of information anymore in future publicity.I thank him for that, and we will shortly produce that record, not only for the society or Mr. Zimmerman, but also for members of this committee and for the public, because that's a very important point, because that would give us the right basis to move ahead, that we are not talking about the past, as Vincent has nicely put it. We are now talking about the present and in time to come the future.And so in those future deliberations, we will of course present to this committee not only the master layout plan for the CDA site. The fact that you have not seen it is because we have to do this sort of thing step by step. We are talking about design concepts. Once the design concepts are embraced and supported, then we need to get a partner to implement the CDA site. And the partner will have to put to the Town Planning Board, the MLP, and all the fine details.Would then be available for all to discuss and debate. And this is our step number one that will follow. The other thing that we will hopefully bring back to this committee soon, and I look forward to the advice from the other task group on management model, is the actual parameters for the public-private partnership that we are talking about, FICS 1 and 2, that will meet not only the guidelines that we ourselves areformulating on the management of public open space, but also the vibrancy and the vitality of the harbourfront, and at the same time assure the public that this is not just a profit-making commercial venture, this is really a partnership for the overall benefit of Hong Kong. 所以主席，很多谢各位委员今日再俾咗我哋呢个咁清晰嗰个信息吓，我深信咧，我哋喺往后跟进嘅工作咧，一定会继续同共建委员会咧系配合。多谢主席。
就我哋都讨论咗一个钟头多啦，就差唔多时候都要总结一下，大家亦都知道局长身体有少少唔舒服。In closing our discussion on item one, in my capacity of chairman of HEC, I think it's only fair that we should thank Mrs. Carrie Lam for the great importance attached to harbourfront enhancement in the policy address. I particularly wish to welcome and reiterate HEC's support.For the government's final proposal for the new central harbourfront. Since almost all of the recommendations put forward by Greg's task group and endorsed by our HEC, including the reduction of development density of sites 1 and 2, and transfer of the GFA to Site 5, all these have been taken on board. I would also wish to ask the government to move on to the implementation phase so that the new Central Harbourfront can be enjoyed by the public as soon as possible. Many of our members have stressed that particular point. The management model task group chaired by myself would also look forward to receiving more details about the public-private partnership, so-called PPP proposal for developing sites 1 and 2 in due course. I'd also like to thank engineer Dr. Greg Wong again for his dedicated effort, his leadership in leading this important and not so easy task. Noting that the government has taken on board the task group recommendation, there are no outstanding matters concerning the study, I understand. If there are matters relating to the implementation of the design proposal for the key site, they can of course be discussed at either the HEC or the management model task group if it is related to the management model of the key site. So with that, I'd like to thank Mrs. Lam again for sharing with us this afternoon, and we just wish her well. Don't forget to take some lunch, okay? Sorry, Paul, I said she hasn't had lunch, so I think it's about time we should let her off.
But I'd like to reiterate a point that I did not want to interrupt you and not want to interrupt the departure of the Secretary, is that although this is, that when I spoke to Master Layout Plan, it's because the title on this document is called Master Layout Plan, it's not the Master Layout Plan that the Secretary refers to. I referred to what is called Master Layout Plan in this piece of paper, and that this Master Layout Plan has never been presented or discussed in this committee, and therefore I cannot back your conclusion that this Master Plan reflects all the recommendations that have been made by the GGU.
Also, I didn't say all.
I know, but I mean, that is still, I think it's the point that I'm trying to get to is that we've got to find a way of finding, and as the Secretary said, we need to work well together. And I'm trying to find a way of working well together. And one way of working well together is that, you know, when we make recommendations that the government comes back to us and say, like, you know, look, this is how we interpret your recommendations. You agree. And then we could say, yes, we agree. And then it goes further. And right now that doesn't happen. And it's not just on a big scale like the Central Waterfront. It's also on small scales like the heliport in Wanchai. Or, no, so I think we have to find, and I think that is the most important thing, is finding a way of working better together, as the Secretary has asked us to do. And how are we going to be involved in the Central Waterfront from here on?
I think many of our members have repeatedly said, don't go back to square one each and every time. I think it's about time we move on. And we have to adhere to majority view to power. Thank you.